Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. This is a podcast all about Vanderpump Rules, and this is about Season 5, Episode 7. And I'm Holly, and normally we have Sarah on this podcast, but she was not able to record, and she might be missing next week, too. So we have Chad here, who's filling in. And
how you guys doing? This is my second time filling in for Sarah, so thanks Holly for having me.
Yes,
Sarah, we'll see you next time. So this is episode 7 of season 5 called the sociopath test, which kind of leads into what happens later on during the episode with Jax and Stassi, and some of what they discuss. And this is regarding a podcast, the big centerpiece of this episode, or the ending piece of this episode. So Stassi's podcast comes into play.
Yeah, I found the timing of the kind of the setup for this episode funny. So it starts out with Stassi going into the restaurant and asking if Brittany, who is Jax's girlfriend, if she's working. She, you know, goes in, gives the manager a hug, and says, is Brittany working? And she's like, yeah, I'll get her. So she sits down, and so Brittany comes out, and she's like, hey, girl, you know, what's going on? She's like, I was just wondering, you know, I have this podcast, and I have this part that's like, you know, ask Stassi. And I thought, like, everyone's always asking me for relationship advice. And I thought, what better person to ask about like why they're a disgusting cheating person than Jax, you know? But I wanted to ask your permission first, you know, because, you know, I want to be respectful. And Brittany is like super nice. They've all said that she is, and we can all see with our own eyes that she's a very nice, you know, person. And she of course says yes, and you know, she gets in there like it's going to be like a positive thing because I've changed him, right? And Stassi's like, yes, of course, like it's going to be positive. And the episode was positive. Like it was a really, really good episode. If you haven't listened to her podcast, check that episode out with Jax on it. It was really entertaining. It was fast paced and really surprising. Their chemistry was really, really good, and Jax was super open, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, so we listened to this podcast when it aired at the time. It was very interesting, actually, to get them back together discussing their relationship.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we were really curious about that, and you know, everything they discuss and the tests she gives them. That was some really entertaining stuff. So great episode. If you guys haven't listened to that, you know, it's a real podcast. So, but right now, what I wanted to talk about was that interaction between Brittany and Stassi.
Yeah.
So I talked about last episode how Stassi seems to really be upping her game and playing some great chess. I think that, you know, she's either getting people in her corner or separating herself from people. In this case, like, I saw this as a strategic move, but also is almost like a way to like test out her claws in a way. Like she's getting a feel back for her role. And she's, you know, Brittany's a nice girl and, you know, everybody loves her, but like Stassi seems to be like testing her out. And it like almost seems like she was like kind of like ready to tear her apart.
It's funny that you have, that's what you got out of that, because I don't see that.
And I wasn't seeing this before, because I thought, you know, I saw Stassi and I was like, oh, you know, her role's been diminished and she's not the same as she was from the first season, but she's on the come up. And I just started noticing this.
That's funny, because I kept wondering, because whenever she would talk about this season, when her and Kristen, because she has Kristen on her podcast a lot too, whenever they would talk about this season, they would say this is her favorite one yet, and they feel like it was the best representation yet, and they are all so happy with it. And I thought, that's so weird, because I would say that so far, it's I have found myself being very critical of her and really disappointed. So if you're right about this, I'm interested, but I'm still not seeing it.
Stassi right now is being very subtle, and she's setting up the chessboard, and she's setting up all these pieces. She's getting people in her corner. She's, you know, alienating certain people, pushing them away, and she's, you know, testing, like I said, she's testing out her abilities. So she...
I don't think she's stable enough to be doing what you're saying she's doing.
I think she's in for the long game. I really do. And I only noticed this in the last couple episodes because, you know, she's got her issues, but she knows how to play this game. And what she's doing right now is, you know, she's testing Brittany out and seeing how, you know, she can push her around. Or Lisa sees it. Lisa's, you know, got that experience too. And she told her later in the episode, like, are you really going to allow someone to push you around like that? And Brittany was kind of taken aback. Like, what do you mean? She came up to me and asked me my permission. And Lisa gave her the side eye, like, you don't know what she's planning. You know, you're really going to let her, you know, talk to Jax that way.
Okay. I'm going to speak on this because I feel like, in this way that I relate to Brittany, because I have the type of face that, like, even like some of my bosses would be like, what are you on? Like, why are you all like, why are you so damn happy all the time? Like, why are you smiling? Like, someone could insult me or do something and I would still smile and act like everything was okay. Or I literally cannot say no. So I do feel bad for her. And that if she is getting pushed around by Stassi, like, that couldn't have been comfortable. I'm sure she didn't want to say, yes, you can interview my boyfriend and tell him that he's, you know, a horrible person. She probably wanted to say, you know what, can you not?
Well, she sugarcoated it too and was like, kind of stroked her ego in a way. It was like, oh no, this is going to be about you and how you've changed him and how he's a totally different guy. But I mean, when we listened to that episode, Stassi was taking her digs at Jax. Jax didn't seem to mind. I mean, I know he feels guilty about the way he acted in the past, but come on. I mean, people have done worse things than Jax. Jax just...
I actually found myself when I was listening to that episode, like, wondering if there was still something there between them. There was this weird, like...
They teased that this season a little bit.
Yeah.
Remember in the
And they've previous? Been making appearances together too, like without her. She's still there, like she's still in the same city, but I don't know. I have my questions about reality TV.
Yeah, we still have yet to see what the season's going to reveal, but I think something is brewing, but
well, this could be breaking news. You might be breaking this apart, unless everyone else agrees with this and I'm the only one not seeing it.
Who knows? But the podcast that happens later on. But
I felt bad when Lisa questioned her.
I know, I did too. No, because I totally agree with that. Yeah.
She was being nice.
She's seeing it from a practical standpoint. Okay, Stassi's got a podcast. She was respectful and asked me my, you know, permission, and it's true. Jax is not.
But isn't it annoying when people do that, when they're like, well, you know, I've been married for 30 years, but if that's what you want to do, go ahead. And then you start questioning yourself. You're like, well, did I just get taken advantage of? Like, and then like you turn into a bitter person, like the person that just told you that is.
Yeah. You let their cynicism rub off on you because you're
so
not sure.
Brittany, I think you did the right thing.
I do too. And, no, I mean, it's
and Jax remained really respectful. I thought he did a really good job on the podcast. Like they did a good job. So then what happened?
Okay, so Stassi asked Brittany, and Brittany gave her consent,
and then it flashes to them like trying to hang some curtains at their house.
Yeah. So
when did the summit happen outside? When?
Okay, no, the summit was in the beginning. So they spoke about you know, what Sheena's role in this whole thing was, and what Lala was up to.
They're still not over the whole Range Rover thing and the cheating scandal. And it's really creating a problem in the workplace that these girls can't even talk to each other. So Lisa encouraged Ariana, because this is what Tom and Ariana do, is they're the mediators of the group, even though they're not part of the group. And she encouraged them to get together and try to just talk it out like adults.
Because it's affecting their work environment.
And yeah, they everybody. Can't talk to each other. They can't look at each other.
So Lisa's looking at this as a business move, you know, to keep everybody in line and to keep everybody, you know, back, you know, concentrating on work. So they have this back alley sort of.
I feel like she's looking at it not just as like in the restaurant. I feel like she's looking at it as like, come on, can we film a scene together, people? Make up. Like it's annoying.
Yeah.
So Ariana and Sheena, are they the ones who are outside first? Who's outside first?
Yeah, Ariana and Sheena and Stassi shows up and
No. Only Katie. Stassi. Oh, Stassi is still apparently in the bar.
Okay.
Right? Like, because it's just a conversation between them.
Yeah. Ariana gets them together, Lala, Katie, and Sheena. That was the original group.
Yeah, so they sit down, and Ariana's like, listen, guys, like, I was just, like, can we just bring Lala out here and just get this over with? Like, let's just fix this. And Katie's like, I mean, I don't really have anything to say. Like, I actually don't have time to deal with this, but fine.
And the whole issue is, so Katie's been insulted. I don't know, who took the first jab? Here, was it Lala or was it Katie? I feel like Katie's been totally self-righteous for the last season and a half.
Yeah, well, I think that Katie made some comments, about probably not to Lala's face, but...
About the married man situation.
Yeah, and then in, you know, season 5, episode 1, Lala... You know, they called her fat. James said, asked her if she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, they said very mean things. And then the comment, you know, that.
Do you think she's defending herself or do you think she's.
Katie or.
Starting ish. Lala.
I mean, she has self-admitted that she says really mean things when she feels attacked or when people won't back off. And so I think when she can quickly insult people and get to them, but if something comes back at her, then she gets thrown off a little bit and then everything comes tumbling down. But that's true with all of those girls.
Well, even James had talked about this whole situation and how she's not, you know, been real truthful about who she was dating. And I mean, he's supposed to be her pretty close friend. So I'm sure he would know a little bit more about that, but she refused to divulge any sort of information about who it is. And, you know, Tom was saying that same thing last episode that, you know, she can't tell him who it is. Why exactly? Just.
Yeah. So she teased that she might be able to take Tom and Ariana to a game if they're open to it. And then they're like, what type of game? And she's like, football. So he's a football player. So anyway, so they sit down with Katie, Sheena, and Ariana, and they're trying to hash it out. And Katie's like, listen, I don't have time. So Lala comes out in her little shorts and sits down, and she's like, you know, she's like, Katie, like, I just don't understand, like, what your problem is. And she's like, I just don't trust you. I don't trust you. I just don't trust you. Like, why do you have to trust someone? Like, I don't understand how, like, you have to, like, lock eyes with someone and trust them. Like, that's a really weird thing that, like, and I've encountered people like this before that are like that, where you have to be loyal to them. And if they like someone, you have to like that person. If they hate someone, you better hate them. Like, it's very... It reminds me of like how people act in jail. Like, it's stupid, uneducated, like, criminal behavior.
Yeah, it's like it's a real petty type of group mob mentality.
Yeah, but like stupid, like dumb rocks are in your brain instead of your brain.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is where Sheena comes in too. Sheena falls for this whole peace treaty meeting and goes in with the whole. Apology. I'm sorry if I have ever made you feel bad to Lala.
But she also got the talk where Ariana told her, this is coming from Lisa. Like, Lisa wanted me to have this sit down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if someone told me that my boss was annoyed with my, I actually have got in trouble for this before, where I have had a huge problem with a coworker and I got called in and they said, listen, like, this has, like, you just have to, I don't care if this person is an a-hole, it can't happen in the workplace. And so I had to, even though I thought this person was, they didn't work correctly, they were doing unethical things, I had to stop treating them like that, because you are not allowed to treat people like that in the workplace. So in that way, I think that Sheena has more working experience than Katie, and or cares about her job a little bit more. And so, of course, she should apologize.
Yeah. I mean, and Sheena was being a lot more pragmatic about the situation. She understood what the consequences are for letting this go on. But Katie...
And it was a blanket apology. She wasn't like,
"Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Lala, no. That I said that you suck D for, you know," she just said, "if I ever said something that wasn't true, I'm sorry." Like, that's not even...
It was a half-ass apology. You know, she was just saying, you know, okay, we'll sweep everything under the rug. I move on, you move on, end of story. Let's just, you know, go on with our lives. Katie, and see, this is where the whole plot thickens with Stassi in the moves. So Katie is taking notes here. And, you know, she doesn't really have anything positive to say. She's just kind of going along with this.
She's rolling her eyes.
She's, you know, they, she confronted Ariana, too, about the situation as well. And Ariana was trying to mediate, but very poorly. And, you know, she said, okay, you're good.
At the end of this episode, she kind of, Ariana kind of attacks, her and Stassi have words, and her criticism of Stassi is that, you know, Stassi like can't even like articulate what she's trying to say. It's like, I can't argue with someone who's like, and like, and is so dramatic. Like, I just don't understand like why she's so emotional. And then in this episode here, Ariana is trying to explain to everyone what's going on. And Sheena gives her half-ass apology, and Ariana doesn't know what to do because Katie won't budge. And so she's like, "So yes," and points to Sheena, like, because she said sorry. And then she's like, "And yes," and points to Katie. She's like, "So yes and yes." That was Ariana's grand
contribution to this whole situation.
Like, whoa, like, yes and yes. Hashtag yes and yes. Great job, Ariana. Like, you should do some more work on your vocabulary. So that was that. And then
nothing came from this. It was just kind of a big waste of time.
So then they're like, "This has been like a long break. We better get back to work." And for some reason, Katie stays outside or something. And then they act like Stassi had been there this entire time waiting for her goat cheese dumplings or whatever the hell she keeps ordering. And
have you ever had those, by the way?
No. And she comes outside and she's like, "What's going on?" And Katie's like, "Oh my God, you're not going to believe it. Sheena said sorry to Lala." And Stassi's like, "What? Oh, that's it. I'm going to send a very strongly worded text with caps to Sheena and let her know exactly what I think."
Well, no. At first, also, Katie had... was reiterating the situation, says, you know, like, "We were talking and I was like, oh, you know, I guess I'm sorry if I've ever, whatever I've done that's so bad, I'm sorry too, I guess." And Stassi just had a freak out, like, "What? You are not to apologize for anything." And this is another reason why I believe that.
Yeah, you're right. I did take note of this.
She's
too.
Getting her role back because, you know, what was...
She's dominating Katie again.
She's trying to, yeah. I mean, what was it like last season?
She's treading lightly.
Yeah, she was very, like...
She was a scared pup. Basically, she cried the entire season and was just like, "I just, like, all choked up the end. Like, I just hope that we can be friends again. And I know it's going to take time. And, like, my relationship with Patrick isn't that good. And, like...
She's definitely back to dominating Katie, you know, if that's going to happen, continue to happen, who knows. But yeah, right now they're kind of forming that alliance and going after.
Well, and then it cut to that scene where they're in their apartment and they're, you know, they're on the phone with the wedding person and Stassi's kind of listening in on it. And the lady's like, "Okay, it'll be, you know, this amount of money for this and this and this." And and Katie's like, "Well, just, you know, try to keep it under 50, like, that's our goal." And he's like, "Under 50? Like, I thought we were doing under 15 and they're like, "Tom, just, like, shut up." Like, both of them told him to shut up. And that was really gnarly, I thought. And,
yeah, I feel
and
bad for
showed,
Tom.
Yeah.
Poor Tom, man. Like, he's been getting the brunt of Katie's, you know, BS for I guess years, but I mean, she's really amped it up this
season.
She's
really bridezilla-ing.
Yeah, big time, big time. And she's overspending, and she accused him even this episode of not just being very disinterested in the whole thing. And
I feel like she needs to just like really enjoy this moment of having everyone throw parties for her and want to come to her wedding at all. Because after this moment, what is she going to have?
Yeah, her role is kind of not the best on the show. And I think this was her way to kind of shine for a season at least. And
they're definitely giving her a chance. This is her chance, you know, again, with being Lisa's assistant. She gets that one-on-one time with those, you know, I'm sure Lisa's lines are few and far between, and she gets to shoot with, you know, Lisa Vanderpump. That is those are golden scenes, precious airtime. But then again, who does Lisa have left that she likes in the girl cast arena? You know, it's played out that she likes Sheena. Everyone knows that. Ariana, I don't think she cares too much. I mean, I think she could take her or leave her. She likes Brittany, but Brittany can't carry a scene.
She's losing a little bit of respect for Brittany, too. She seemed to kind of allude to that this episode a little bit.
Which is sad. Brittany has taken some hits this season, dude.
Yeah, it's not fair.
So, okay, so then flash forward to the girl. They're planning this double. This was confusing. Like, I didn't feel like they set this up well enough, but basically, They're planning a double surprise party for Shay and Carter. Carter is Kristen's boyfriend that she lives with, and Shay is Sheena's husband. So they're planning like this pool party, and it's a double surprise party. And so, you know, there's this huge showdown between the girls. Everyone's all upset about anyone apologizing to Lala. And so they're kind of throwing this party together. And you see, you know, the Discord and setting it up. And, you know, someone didn't bring ice. And so the three girls, the mafia, the Vanderpump mafia, as it was told on Andy's after show, are in the corner kind of gossiping about everything. And then the confrontation begins.
Well, let's go back to the podcast.
Okay.
So, right after the
the
curtain hanging scene, which was, so basically Sheena was,
yes.
was talking to Jax about everything and where she stands. And he was giving her opinion, like, you don't want to get out of line with these girls. You know, they're just going to cut you out. They all share one brain. And, you know, she was, you know, kind of pouring her heart out to Jax. And
the bottom line is, when the three girls get together, they can take people down. And they, and I think Sheena realizes that when they get really powerful, she feels it. Jax definitely feels it because they've taken him down.
And Sheena had not felt this since probably like the first or second season. Remember the couple seasons ago? How Sheena was being cold to Stassi. Stassi walked over and Sheena kind of just like gave her the cold shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, kind of brushed Stassi off the, you know, hey, get out of here. Now they're kind of turning the tables on her. So she's feeling that exclusion. She went to go get some advice from Jax or just to go talk to him about what was going on. And he said he just wasn't surprised at everything that's going on. This is what they do. And he can predict the future. Because of the way they act. He said he could predict the future like Gandhi. And this is like another dumb, like lovable Jax moment. You know, the big lug. He's just a, you know, just a not.
Who can predict the future? Who was he trying to quote?
He meant to say Nostradamus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he Nostradamus predicted, you know, many
prophecies
in the world that came to pass, you know, like different events. All right, so that, not Gandhi. Gandhi was, you know, he said, you know, the Indian guy. Yeah, that's Gandhi, but Gandhi wasn't the one that predicted future events. You know, Gandhi was, you know, pacifist, hunger strikes, you know, India. So after that, you know, Jax heads over to meet Stassi for the podcast. Stassi's got her set up. They meet at a bar.
I did notice her new headphones. Did you notice that how it said SS on the headphones?
No.
Like she had some, a lot of podcasters have like custom mics and that's like kind of cool. Like they put like their logo on there. She had it on her headphones. It was really cute. I want that.
I did see how her, she had a pretty mobile rig and.
Yeah, the one that you keep on wanting me to use.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was kind of cool just to be able to travel anywhere, but I'm not sure how that.
For those of you who don't run a podcast, it is very tricky setting one up. And when you find something that works for you, you have to just stick with it because it's
especially when you want,
really hard.
Especially when you want good sound and good quality.
You need to quickly get it. You know, up. Otherwise, it takes a long time to edit and stuff. So it's a pain.
And you need to find somewhere quiet. You can't work where some.
You can't do it in a bar?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. But so she sits down, talks to the bartender, and this is what I thought was kind of cool. They always seem to kind of bring in, mention a drink or some sort of drink. You know, Stassi's always drinking her wine. Ariana was making the mixed drinks in the book. Stassi had asked for a Diet Coke and vanilla vodka. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Sounded kind of good. I would say go with a regular Coke, vanilla vodka. Sounds like a vanilla Coke with some alcohol.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she was trying to like do soda water with vodka because that's like the healthiest. And so she was trying to be like, let me do the diet soda at least with it. Yeah. But yeah.
So Jack shows up. He's ready to go. He's trying to get a feel about what they're going to talk about. And
I have to say that I know that I've mentioned this like 10 times already, but Jax's energy on that podcast was at kind of the old school Jax level that you would remember him from season one in. And I got a little feeling that he was on a little coke.
Really?
I don't know. Did you notice he was like a little sweaty? I mean, maybe he was just nervous to be alone with Stassi or something, or he just wasn't sure what was going to be said. But he was like a little sweaty, a little red-faced, and like, you know, I don't know. I got a little cokey vibe.
I think he's just a little nervous anytime his past comes up. I think that's...
Keep to get caught in lies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because I think he's weaved a very complicated web of deceit over the years, so... He's having to untangle that over the years, especially with, you know, his new situation.
I also think that when people aren't familiar with podcasting, it can be really, until you kind of sit down in front of the mic, it's kind of intimidating to, if you think that you can't speak well or you're going to get tongue-tied or the other person that you're talking to is very quick-witted, that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't keep up. And once you start, it really is different than you think and you forget that you're talking on the mic. And that's exactly how I thought that that episode went. It's like I could tell he was a little nervous and then it was like it was just second nature and he went right through it.
Yeah, yeah. They got comfortable pretty quick. So yeah. She unleashes a barrage of questioning, which I think that's kind of what got him talking was, you know, she was prepared. She had her notes and he was like, he mentioned that he was, you have notes here. So she was ready. She wasn't going to waste any opportunities getting Jax on the show and asking him all these questions. So it was the reformed boyfriend episode to talk to women on what to look for in a cheater or a liar or somebody who's you know, been reformed but has got some advice on all of these types of things, what to look for. She had asked him about what led, you know, him to cheat, and he was talking about being emotionally disconnected from his girlfriends in the past and I guess wanting to see if he still has it. This is another thing I've kind of noticed too about the whole Jack situation. It's he seems to be settling down, and I think he's feeling his age now. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm not
like
sure.
Here's another example. So Stassi, she went away for a while. She's kind of the secondary cast. Lala and James were the new up-and-comers. But I think she's coming back for her spot, and she's coming back to take it. And she still has that ability. Jack seems to almost have forfeited his position. You know, last season he had tried to go for Lala, remember?
Uh-huh.
And she just kind of denied him. And, you know, he, you know, he's settled down. He's got this new sort of real subdued type of outlook on the way things are. He's, you know, he's just real settled down.
I think he's had a lot of coaching. I think they've told him, if you don't stay on this show and you don't fall in line, you are going to just be the most washed up human being on the face of this planet. So I think that they set him up with Brittany, and I think that he is falling in line with that, and that has actually brought him some success. I think it's brought him a fan base for kind of showing that he can change.
It's time to grow up and time to take
like responsibility. He's starting to collect cars, so he has like some assets. I think he's starting to, you know, save a little bit of money because I think they're making more money now. And I think that, you know, when things like that start shifting in your life and you realize that if you do play things kind of in the way that you should, good things happen to you. I think he's really feeling that right now. And I think he is trying his best to stay on that track. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I think he's kind of, I think he sees how the game could be played.
I don't think there's any a positive for him to keep doing what he was doing. That's why, like, I don't see him going back to that type of lifestyle. I mean, that would just be really lame. I can't imagine him doing that anymore. It just seems like he's really grown out of it.
Oh, God, I can.
You can? Really?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, I guess I just don't know the characters that well, but you know,
I mean, I guess once again, just Sarah and I have talked about this, but you know, just 2 years ago, you know, right when he got arrested, we were, you know, at the Huntington Hyatt, and he was still using his dad's credit card to charge, you know, drinks and stuff. Like at that point, he still didn't have his money under control.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that suddenly something has changed, and it could, and I mean, there has been rumors that they did get paid really poorly in the beginning of this, you know, the first couple of seasons. So I really think that something has changed. But I just read this really interesting article the other day about what the Orange County housewives make, like what they're worth. And it was really interesting. You know what Tamra makes a year doing the housewives? Like, throw a figure out. What do you think?
Six figures, 300,000.
Yeah, 350,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I know it's not much. I mean, and a lot of these guys were talking about how they didn't make, what was the count per episode? It was like 2,000-3,000 per episode. It was ridiculous.
I think it was lower than that.
When Vanderpump Rules first started, I mean, dang, man.
It was like 700.
Yeah.
No, and then it gets taxed or something. Like, oh, it was horrible. Gosh.
I mean, the only thing you can hope from that is, you know, booking appearances or something like that, because that doesn't pay.
And nothing. I have to say that, like, I think that may be what is catapulting Stassi right now. Is I think a lot of people kind of like laughed at her podcasting thing in the beginning because it was kind of unheard of at the time. I think it was slow to grow, and then it kind of caught on. Now it is kind of a big thing to podcast, and she is getting some really big guests, and also it's allowing her to really cross over. She's become really good friends with other shows in the Bravo network, which is really just changed her whole reach as far as the show goes. It's giving her more options, and really no other cast member of Vanderpump Rules other than Lisa is doing crossover stuff like that. And so I think that's made her, I think it's kind of put the other cast members on notice, like, we better kind of see what Stassi's up to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, definitely, because Stassi didn't have that support system when she left. When she left out everybody from Vanderpump Rules and she, you know, she moved on, she didn't have the allies. Now, I think she's starting to kind of reach out and do a lot of networking. So, yeah, I think she's becoming a force to be reckoned with.
And I think in the beginning that she kind of started this because of her ex-boyfriend, Patrick. He was in radio, and so I think he probably suggested this. Maybe that's not true, but it's kind of the vibe that I got. And then I don't think she was really into continuing to do it, but then it really, she hit her stride. She stuck with it, and I think she's probably very glad that she did, because it's been extremely successful.
Yeah, yeah. If it's definitely like her own type of thing. You know, you can really look into her life through that. So to kind of close this out, she continues the podcast with Jax, and a little bit about what Brittany and Jax were talking about beforehand. He didn't seem concerned about this, like it was a big deal. Brittany then expressed a little bit of concern before he left about how this was, you know, respectful to them, or if it was even a good idea.
She's like, yeah, he asked, you know, she did ask me, and he's like, why would she need to ask you? Like, yes. He was like offended by that.
Yeah, he just didn't seem like he saw any problem with that. So Stassi starts out slow, and then she kind of starts out with the more intense questioning about, you know, what he did in his past, and you know, how he cheated on her and a lot of other people. And one of the things she has him do is take a sociopath quiz, and it's a line of questioning that kind of directs you to see whether or not you're a sociopath, or, you know, you've got some sociopathic tendencies, or, you know, something like that. And I thought it was pretty interesting, because what I took from that was Jax, I don't believe, is a sociopath, because he does have selfish tendencies, and he does have some vanity issues and selfish, you know, he's pretty selfish. But I kind of saw it more as like he has addiction issues, like classic addiction, like total, maybe even like a sex addict or something like that. You know, repeating certain situations that are bad for him, continuing to do things over and over again.
Yeah.
In a way that's damaging to his life, the way he would, you know, constantly cheat. And this is not something that, you know, the normal cheater, this was something that was, even when he was in good relationship, he'd find himself doing, just like this compulsive behavior. And that's what I think he's kind of been changing. But I don't know if he's sought counseling for that, but that's kind of what I saw during this whole episode. So I don't know, what were the results? Did Stassi conclude that he was a sociopath?
Yes, 100%. But I think what you were getting into, but you got sidetracked, was so before they kind of get into the interview, Jax is sitting down and he's like, oh, hey, Stassi, by the way, Sheena was just over and was saying how, you know, there was all this drama going on, and drops the bomb on Stassi that Sheena had gone over there to talk about this whole issue. And that just set Stassi off, which kind of, I think, set the tone for the whole conversation with Jax. And I can always tell when Stassi is honestly surprised by something. I don't think she knew that little piece of info was coming, because it threw her off. I really think that the producers still work on throwing them off just to get a real reaction every once in a while, because you can always tell when people's necks turn really red, their ears get red, that they're thrown off, they're not ready for something. And that scene just seemed, just that little part where she wasn't expecting that, I noticed that. So that sets Stassi off. So they do the podcast episode. That's over. And then cut to the surprise party. It's awkward, like I was talking about. And who confronts who at that party? How does that start? And then we'll end it.
Okay, well, let's get to the fact that they're all drinking, so, you know, they're all getting kind of drunk.
Yeah, you can tell it's getting sloppy. It was hot. They mentioned it was hot, so. Yeah.
So Sheena comes to talk to Katie about everything that's going on. And, you know, she thinks she's just not being fair about this whole situation. And Sheena's telling her that, you know, I am standing up for you guys. I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence. And they keep accusing her of this. And Stassi gets in on it too, and telling her, you can't be friends with us and be friends with her. We're not going to trust you if you're, you know, smiling at her and, you know, acting like everything's okay. Basically, pick a side or you're done, and we don't want anything to do with you. So Sheena sticks to her guns and tells her, like, you know, hey, I'm not backing down from this, and I am standing up for someone. I'm standing up for myself, because I feel that I can do my job and still be friends with you guys. They just don't feel that way. They're not having it.
Yeah.
And they get really emotional. And this is where, like I was talking about before, it comes into play that something bigger is at hand. And I think Katie's real stressed out about her her wedding. I think she's unhappy with everything that's going on. I really think that she has bigger issues with Tom, and they have bigger issues, and she keeps throwing it on Sheena for some reason. And it's just kind of her own insecurities, you know, coming up. And
I mean, I don't even want to talk about Katie, because it's just like, it's too such an obvious mess that I don't even want to. It's like,
she's just so unreasonable.
It's it's not even fun to argue like her point of view, because I don't care about her point of view, because she doesn't do anything that makes me want to care about her. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand what she brings to the table. Like, I don't get it.
Well, Sheena addressed that situation too, that, you know, you're out of control. We've seen you break down more times, you know, in the past, you know, couple months than ever before.
I do have to say that when Sheena delivered this speech that you're bringing up, I would be annoyed if, like, I'm trying to think of what people have said about me that it would set me off. But like when people say, if people brought up certain things about me, like, okay, well, you know what, Holly, sometimes you are crazy and you're this. It, like, she hit on every key thing. She brought up tequila, Katie. She brought up that things aren't good with her husband. She brought up that the three of them have the same brain. She basically said what every single cast member is saying behind their backs to their faces, and it set them off.
And the kibosh was that Tom even has been saying this, or, you know, like, you know, even your own fiance has been noticing that you're out of control.
Like, she went in, she hit, like, she got probably like four good hits in there where I saw their jaw drop, 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 and drop. I mean, yeah. Because it's hurtful when you're, when your so-called friends, like, they remember every single bad thing that you've done and they bring it up in a fight. It's like, hold on a second. Why are you remembering those things as my friend? You're supposed to kind of gloss over them or always be on my side. And that's Stassi and Katie's argument. But I don't know. So then we have to talk about the Ariana and or the Sheena and Stassi fight. So Stassi tries to come at Sheena outside and just have like a private conversation. And this is where she exercises maybe one of her moves that you keep talking about, but it was a weak move. She says, you know what, Sheena, like, it's, I just can't believe that you're doing this. Like, that you are not, you know, that you apologized. And then, like you said, Sheena was like, but I was just standing up for myself. And she's like, Ariana, come here. And brings her into the fight. And I saw Stassi crumble, dude. She could not hang. She ran in crying into the bathroom with, you know, on the floor, like they said. And I don't know if it was Rachel or Katie that's like, come on, Stassi, get up off the floor. Like, we can't be in here while they're out there. And Stassi walked out of there, like, lifted her chin. And I saw Princess Stassi again in that moment. And she walked out of there, you know, wiping the tears off of her face. Like, they're just a-holes. And she walked out and continued to sit there slumped over crying drunk. But that was a sad moment. That was a sad moment where we're seeing a super emotional Stassi that we're seeing other problems, like you said, that are not being addressed. And if you kind of listen to her podcast or, you know, kind of the issues that she has, it's starting to seep through.
Yeah, this was what was going on during the whole season. I mean, all the events have kind of come to pass now. And if you're up on the Vanderpump Rules cast, it's kind of out there. But this was happening during filming. And now it's all come to pass. But definitely taking it out on Sheena. Next week does not look like a pleasant one for her. She's still getting, you know, the brunt of it.
Yeah, so she's having to decide which trip she's going to go on. And they kind of led us to believe, like, is she going to come on the trip? Like, that's not a good bridesmaid if she doesn't. But I thought that this trip was Stassi's birthday. Is this trip not Stassi's birthday? It's now Katie's bachelorette in Montauk. Like, did something change?
I don't know.
But so that was weird.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to see where their arguments are going to lead. But no more mediating. I think this is kind of, you know, the path has been set. There's no more talking. It's just kind of no holds barred. You know, who's going to remain friends, who's not. And it, you know, there's definitely going to be some, you know, baggage thrown over the boat. You know, there's definitely going to be people cut loose.
I definitely feel like, you know, once again, I considered myself very team Stassi, team Katie, team Kristen, but definitely at the end of this episode, you were left just thinking like, ugh, like they're being so unreasonable about this. Like they're not telling us something it will all be revealed in the end, or they're just freaking crazy. Like I don't know which one it is.
Yeah. And then, points about this episode. Yeah. Can't we all just, get along? I don't see that happening. The cliques have been kind of reformed and certain people are on the outs.
I feel like at the end of the last episode, they're like, you know, things like the Orlando thing really just make you think like it's not worth it. Well, they really forgot that lesson quickly.
Yeah.
Because it went to, you know, and like you said, it's once alcohol is involved, there's tears and bathing suits and it's a hot mess.
They're back up to their old tricks again. But,
oh, and then also in the previews, for next week, we see, DJ James Kennedy, trying to do a one last appeal to Lisa to get his job back. And just, I'm hoping that they're showing us that he failed miserably to maybe surprise us that Lisa's going to give him another chance. Cause I don't want him to not be on the show. He's so entertaining. I know everyone hates him, but I am a fan.
Yeah. And so Lisa's role as the mediator is taking on another episode, this time with James. Yeah. He doesn't have that, you know, he doesn't have that filter. And like, I don't know what he came at her. There's a preview about, you know, him talking to her. He's like,
I like how he's still got a jab in on Jax. He's like, Jax is like a piece of shit. And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, but he's not a piece of shit in the restaurant. And he's like, that doesn't bloody matter.
No, he said like, that's a lie. She said, well, first of all, like, she was like, he came in and is like, you know, I don't believe this is effing this and that. And she's like, first off, don't talk to me like that. I don't want to hear the F bombs. And then he's, you know, she says, you're letting this, get in the way of your work. He's like, oh, well, Jax has too. She says, no, he hasn't. And he says, oh yeah, that's a lie. And she says, well, first off, don't call me a liar. And then, you know, you come in here dropping F bombs. So he's definitely not helping himself out with this whole situation.
I mean, James isn't wrong though, because I mean, I would call getting arrested in Hawaii and having to miss work for court hearings and things like that getting in the way of his work.
Yeah.
And, you know, also embarrassing her in a public forum, just like James has embarrassed her, you know, at her restaurant. I mean, Jax messed with her franchise, so I'm really surprised that she's been so lenient with him.
Yeah, she's definitely got a soft spot for Jax.
And yeah, I think everyone does. I mean, you want to root for him.
Yeah, yeah. But James, he's just a whole nother story. But Lisa seems to have a soft spot for these guys too. I don't know, something about James. I know she was friends with his
Lisa has a soft spot for entertainment. Lisa knows that he is entertaining and he is TV gold. And I just feel like to get rid of that completely would be foolish. I mean, unless he's so unmanageable that she really does have to cut it.
Well, look what she did with Stassi. She was not very...
Yeah, yeah.
She was not willing to work with that either.
You're right. When she's done, she's done.
Yeah, but look, she's back. So, I mean, there's certain things that she just, you know, she knows it's good TV too. So,
yeah.
I mean, Stassi was definitely the reasons that a lot of people tuned in, definitely in the beginning. But I think she's back. And then one last thing.
The main thing that's showing that she's back is the amount of scenes that she has already filmed at Sur. Before, she wouldn't step foot near that place because she like could not even stomach saying the word, going near there. It was all so raw for her that she couldn't go there. And I don't think Lisa would allow it. It's something big has changed. Big, big, big.
Yeah. And then, so the dog, Jiggy.
Yeah.
He's not... really prominent anymore. There's a new dog. He seems to be like a very healthy and, you know, bountiful little pup. It's a Pomeranian. Lisa was holding her. I think his name is Harrison. And she, is this the first time she introduced him? I hadn't seen him before, but I noticed that, you know, she's got a new dog. I wonder what happened to the old one, if he's still around. I know he was older, but
I think he is. I think that I haven't heard that he isn't.
She just doesn't bring him around too much anymore, but
it's probably a lot. I mean
how long has this show been on? How long has Lisa been on Bravo?
I don't know. It's
probably been about maybe 10 years.
No,
something like
7,
2009, something like that. I think Yeah, so about 7 years, 6 or 7 years,
yeah,
something like that. That's pretty old, you know, in dog years, but I don't know. Hopefully,
I still want to just make another plea to the Bravo producers. Lisa, if you're listening, where's your son? Like, we've only seen him a couple times. And what happened to Faith? Like, there's definitely some key players that are missing from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we just see characters come and go. Sometimes they don't always.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So her son, yeah, he was on there for a little bit.
I can't
bit.
Think of his name right now.
Max?
Max, thank yeah. you.
He made an appearance, I think, earlier in the season.
Right? Well, he made an appearance when, right before DJ James got fired.
Yeah.
He's like, bye, Mom.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's just not into the whole.
Well, he is. He really does bus at Sir. That's been verified numerous times by yours truly. I've seen him bus.
We don't see much of Lisa's daughter either, Pandora.
No.
She was in a couple episodes back then. I think maybe they saved that for Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Vanderpump Rules still going strong. We'll see you next week.
The season is picking up. I was seriously wondering why I purchased the domain Vanderpump Rules Party. I was like, this is just not a party. It's a boring season. I'm bored. Ugh, it's like just super repetitive and scripted. And it's shaping up.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for next week.
Seems to be picking up quite a bit. It looks like it's getting good. The season is progressing.
So, yes.
I mean, we're, I think, halfway through the season so far.
Yeah. I can't wait for to see Montauk and all this BS that's going to happen. And I'm still waiting to see if they air Kristen's comedy show that we were at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, fun fact, Holly was at one of their.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they've listened to this, I've told it like every episode.
Unofficially, I don't believe this was, you know, sometimes they cut a lot of stuff out. So, unless that scene is in the episode, you know, who knows what you'll see. But I haven't seen much of Kristen. Maybe they're saving it for that episode, her big debut, her big comedy debut.
What do you think of her new teeth?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. I think that it definitely like changes the way someone looks, and you can even have really good teeth, but like veneers just look like something out of this world. It looks crazy.
I mean, the biggest veneer change that I've ever seen a person have is Hillary Duff.
Yes, the big choppers.
Yeah.
Kind of like
it's fine. Like just now, like what has it been? Like 10 years later, I'm just barely getting used to it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't something that everybody was doing back then. I don't think it was as popular, or people didn't really know about it.
Yeah. But I mean, I just think that whoever her cosmetic dentist was really went, took a grandstand with her, the way they formed her teeth. I mean, it looks good. If you never saw her before, I think it would look good, but it was a huge change.
Yeah. I mean, lips, teeth, yeah, she looks like
Botox, all of it.
Yeah, she looks different. She's got that, you know, that plastic surgery look now.
And I just want to do a quick shout out to Stassi. I noticed that you poked fun at yourself for yourself tanning. I brought that up in a past episode, mentioning that it's like really a horrible look. So I'm glad that you acknowledge that.
Does anybody like real tan anymore? I know it's not the healthiest thing, and that self-tanning kind of took over spray tan or whatever.
I think on film that when you see yourself with a self-tan, I think that when you like gradually start doing, I think you look really good. Like you it must look really good to your eyes or something. But then I think people start overdoing it, and if you can't maintain it, if you're traveling or something, or you're suddenly in a cold area where you shouldn't be tan, it starts looking really Dancing with the Stars-esque.
Does that stuff rub off on things?
Yes.
Like all the time?
All the time.
I thought it kind of changed your
skin. And
it
smells.
See, I thought it changed your skin more the way it works with like your pigment, and then like it goes deep down into your skin. So it's kind of like a layer of
that can't sticky be healthy. Film.
Yeah, I mean, I remember people were using tanning beds. Is that a thing anymore?
Yeah, people still do. I mean, they say that they're like much better, but it's. I mean, we see what the sun does. It's just not a good idea. And if you don't have the type of skin to pull off the pale look. I don't blame her for trying the tanning thing.
Yeah, I've definitely been.
You look better with a tan. You know, it's just.
Oh yeah, you look healthier. I've been indoors for thinner. Quite a bit. You know, working a lot, and you start to look really ghostly. Yeah,
sickly. Yeah.
Yeah, not in a healthy way either. There's some people who have that like
not like a Dita Von Teese way.
No, more of like, you know, you've been in jail. You've been locked in the hole for like a couple months. But yeah, I mean, spray tan. That came around the time of the Jersey Shore, I think. Well, thank you for having me again this episode. Yes. It's been fun.
I've been enjoying
talking about Vanderpump Rules. Not definitely my first choice of
Don't
show
lie.
Viewing. Okay, all right. It's a guilty pleasure, but I could talk about any TV show. I love TV no matter what it is. So thanks for having me.
Okay, so tune in next week. We'll try to get the episode up Monday night after we view the episode. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. Again. Bye.